So can I say something, sir, before we start? And then I can ask my questions.
Let all the hopes
vanish.
Yes. All the hopes for you growing up, let it vanish.
Well, yes. I said a few years, you know, not a few months. I just want to, because of Nowruz, I want to acknowledge a few people here. I think what Ala Mehdi and Gunnar does for, making sure that people in other parts of the United States or the world listen to these Masnavi classes. I'm sure somebody told me maybe spiritually that I should say thank you to them, and God bless you for all what you're doing for all the souls out there. The second thing is by sitting beside my dear fellow traveler Nushin, I think one day I will be reflecting, my mirror will be reflecting the shiny part of life. And she teaches me a lot about the elevation of the soul. And the last thing, I'm sure on behalf of all the class, we would like to wish you a very special holiday and bon voyage, and saying to you, we thank you for being our teacher and giving us your time. Okay?
Thank
you. This is that.
And no silliness. Here we are not in the business of spoiling people.
I don't care how you
think. Here we are in the business of punishing and polishing. Where are we?
What's the
subject?
Yeah, the subject.
Fire and light and truth.
Cheating doesn't work.
Cheating? In other words.
Whether, especially here, when there is a question, you shouldn't bother to refer to this in your memory, because that's not what we're talking about. You have to have a separate file for that. Old answers should be some sort of a quote from this book, because this is the subject here we are working on, right? And this is the work of a master long, long time. So many years it took this, and as much will take to get familiar with it. It's a very long, long, long conversation. How are you going to remember it all? No way. But there is a trick here. There is a trick that they used and we could use to remember this stuff. That's stories. Look around always. We are storytellers. I hope you remember why. Because story is one of the best instruments of wisdom, not knowledge, wisdom. It works this way. First of all, knowledge is neutral, wisdom is not. Knowledge talks about something neutral, what it is. Here you're not talking about this existence. You are talking about this living creature. It's complicated. First complication, when you talk about this becomes offended, defensive, right? So, whenever you talk about me, I defend myself. Even unknowingly, I do. Because that's what this machine is made for. Remember that. This is a machine. This is a driver. And thank God I have both of them. I'm the owner of the car. The car is this. And the driver is this. Driver cares only about the car. Right? So whenever you want to talk about my car, my driver gets offended. But you will tell the story of someone. It's not personal, so I will not get offended, but I learn from it. It will show my mistake in a story. So I listen. Secondly, remember there is a law. I have prepared a list of this. Secondly, the story you remember, right? You remember Romeo and Juliet. You're not very special fond of Shakespeare and that kind of stuff. But that story you remember. Because I'm sure you heard it once. And once is enough. You remember. Then, story will expand. Will give you so many different ideas. And it could be adopted to different situations. And so on and so on. And what? So, we tell the stories. Remember the stories. This book starts with the story of you. Right? Once upon a time, one day you decided to know what's going on. Then what happened to you? Fell in love with the handmaiden, yes. This driver, you fell in love with it. As much as you believe that you are your brain. Everybody knows about the brainwash, quote unquote. So brain. What the problem was? You see, this story. This handmaiden knows about the rule. When it comes to exception, it cannot work. Is that important for us? Definitely, because our subject is exception. Love is exception. There is no rule for love. So we want to know that exception. You have to give this up. How? How are you going to do it, Peter? Remember the story. When the king saw that shortcoming, he turned around to the mosque. To go to the war zone. Remember that little place in the mosque? We call it war zone because you will fight your ego over there. That's what's happening. So he went there. He started to fight with himself and to check out what's in me. Bring out the knowledge, he said, crying out. Means you bring the water from your inside to your face to see, what do you know really? Then you will realize that you don't know that much. First of all, you don't know about your life. You know about that quote-unquote real part to you. What about when you're sleeping? Who are you? Where are you? What is that? He said, even that is not important. More than that, imagination, we live in the universe of imagination, which is much bigger than the universe of dream, which is bigger than reality. Because in reality, only some rules will apply. In dream, impossible is possible. In imagination, planning for impossible is possible. Then further ahead, there is this non-existence. That's where the essence is. Non-existence. We understand non-existence. Here we feel the absence of the machine of Rumi. It doesn't exist. And all this non-existence is for what? For me to become a philosopher, to write a thesis about non-existence? No. It's a practice for me to learn to live with non-existence of my ego. Why should I do that? Because the problem started right at the beginning. You could never forget. As long as I remember, I repeat it enough to remember. The problem of intelligence is the first illusion. It starts with one mistake, one illusion, which is separation. The brain of an animal, a living creature, will believe that there is me and rest of the universe. That funny division. Am I really separated? Could I exist without this? You see, if you dig down, there is no even limits. Where do I end? Here I will die. Give me a little bit, then I will... Where am I? That's it. Non-existence. And all of this is in this. Wisdom. And the doctor is going, the Hakim is going to teach it to you. That's how the book is started. Right at the beginning, right? Then you go from story to story to story. Remember book one? It took more than a year to study it. Do you think I could go point to point? Yes, because I remember the stories. First is the story of the handmaiden, then there is the parrot, then... Yeah. Remember? The animals, yes. Because that's the problem of the choice. Then, the effort, personal effort, which brings the jealousy and egocentrism and all that. Then, let's attend to your questions. Let's eliminate that silly questions you have. Do you have any silly question? Not you. The rest. That also. You know what's the silliest question? Really? When we talk about the spirit, I prefer to call it ruh, because it's the breath for me. The first question, logical question, is always like this. You were talking about something invisible, indescribable, and romantically you will refer to it as the breath of the Creator. And you want me to understand it, really? Talk about this, reality table, right? This is the first question. This is a major barrier for a lot of educated people, because our education is materialistic only, right? We learn how to have some wit, cleverness, and to succeed. Succeed in what? To be a well-paid, good worker, good slave, that's all. But I want to know me. How should I do that? First, eliminate silly questions. Because if you think that you know it, then you will not learn it. You don't know it. How? I'll give you a very simple example. Put it down somewhere. Please do not forget it. What is life? This is another silly question, isn't it? All of you know what life is, right? And what is the body? I mean, these biochemical machine, right? These are two different stuff. One is my life, and one is this. How these two could connect? One is material, I will show it to you. The other one, you don't know what it is, do you? You don't know even what happens to it. Suddenly now I drop dead. What will happen? Oh, you don't know. Where is my life when I'm dropped dead down there? Oh, in a couple of hours they revive me. Then what happened? Somebody falls in a lake, frozen. After a couple of hours, they bring him back. We don't know. And does it bother you that you don't know this? No. You're living with your life. How come that when we talk about another level of this, suddenly you want a physical proof? How could we deliver? That's why book two, which is the book of this wisdom, started with this.